Joining us right now on the line is former Miami Dolphin Pro Bowl guard Keith Sims. His Keith Sims Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting the Alzheimer's Family Center of Broward County coming up next weekend, Saturday, May 2nd at Coral Springs Heron Bay Golf Club, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Keith. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good morning to you as well.
Well, you got a big week in store for you. Of course, your annual golf tournament coming up this coming Saturday, 6 days away, Saturday, May 2nd at Heron Bay Golf Club in Coral Springs, former home of the Honda Classic. Give us an idea for what's on the tap in regards to the event.
Oh, we're going to have a great, great day Saturday morning. I've got about 25 to 30 of my former NFL teammates from different teams, not just the Dolphins out there. We have a great time, a lot of prizes to be won. You can come win a Harley on a hole-in-one, and of course, Heron Bay is an incredibly manicured golf course, challenging, especially for somebody whose game is like mine, and we're going to have a really, really good time out there. So we have a couple foursomes left, and guys can come on out and play and have a good time.
Keith, can you explain, how much is a foursome? What times it start? Is there lunch before or after? Give us some of those details.
You got it. We actually have a pairings party the night before, Friday night at Gatsby's, starting at 7:30 in Boca. Have a great time. We're going to have a silent auction, have some great prizes and things going on there that Friday night. Saturday morning, we register at 8:30, and we're going to tee off 9:30 sharp for our scramble event. You'll probably be on the course, hopefully, less than about 4 hours. So have a great time, and then we'll have lunch afterward.
Keith Sims joining us here on the line, former Miami Dolphin Pro Bowl guard. His Keith Sims Celebrity Golf Tournament coming up next weekend benefiting the Alzheimer's Family Center of Broward County. It's at Heron Bay Golf Club in Coral Springs, former home of the Honda Classic, 9:30 a.m. shotgun start on Saturday morning. 25 former NFL players. Keith, who are some of those guys?
Well, I've got confirmations from Mark Duper, the great wide receiver for the Dolphins, Keith Byers, O.J. McDuffie, Terry Kirby, just to name a few.
And Keith, if you've done this for a couple years now, and and it all goes to Alzheimer's. What's the connection with Alzheimer's?
Well, number one is my wife. Her grandfather has dementia, so learning and dealing with that within the family has been an eye-opening experience. But the thing that touched me the most is, I think people are hearing now a lot of former NFL players and young players in their late 30s or 40s. Are suffering early Alzheimer's and dementia symptoms from concussions. And when I started reading about this, and I saw a special on HBO about a year and a half ago where one of my actual Dolphin teammates couldn't even recite the 12 months of the year and really touched upon it. I started thinking, wow, this is really, really a serious thing, and I've got to get involved somehow. And I met Joyce Carney, the director of the Alzheimer's Family Center, and anybody who knows Joyce, she is a fireball of energy, and she's very convincing, and she asked me to take part in it and just come and play in her tournament a few years ago. And like I said, it was touching my family personally with my wife, and I saw the pain that she was going through. I said, you know what, this is something that's touching my heart, so I've got to get involved and help raise some money to help these families out.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic and joined on the line by former Miami Dolphin Pro Bowl guard Keith Sims. His Keith Sims Celebrity Golf Tournament coming up Friday and Saturday, May 1st and 2nd, the Friday night pairings party, 7:30 start time for the Gatsby's in Boca Raton. Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. shotgun start at Heron Bay Golf Club in Coral Springs. Bunch of former NFL players, over 25, including Mark Duper and Keith Byers, Terry Kirby and O.J. McDuffie. And Keith, we had O.J. on the show a couple weeks ago. He had his charity event down in Pompano at Palm Air a couple weeks back, and he talked about his game. And how about your golf game? What kind of handicap? It sounds like you're a struggling and frustrated golfer, which join the club, buddy. But what's your handicap? How often do you play?
I don't know if my handicap is large enough to talk about right now. It's very, very scary. First of all, the tournament is great for any level golfer. You're going to have a great, great time. I actually played in OJ's tournament, and we had a fabulous time out there in Palm Air, so that was great. I don't play enough in order to really get consistent. We all know consistency is the key with a golf game, unlike all the other sports I've played in my life, where my God-given ability has been able to make me be at least adequate at any sport. But I'm trying to get better. I play in a lot of celebrity tournaments, and I'm actually up in Atlanta right now. My sister got married yesterday, so I'm taking my son and my nephews out. We're going to try to hit the ball around a little bit so I can practice a little bit before I embarrass myself out there. But I can hit it long. I just can't hit it straight.
Keith, would your game be maybe apropos for the Hank Haney Project 2?
I don't know. I'll take all the help I can get right now. But, again, my biggest problem is I'm just not consistent. I'll hit some good shots, but just not enough in a round of 18 to put it all together, that's all.
Have you watched that show, Keith, the Hank Haney Project, where he's trying to work with Charles Barkley's swing?
You know, I have not watched it yet. In fact, we were talking about that at O.J. McDuffie's tournament. I need to people that thing so I can take a look at it.
Keith,
I know I've seen that swing, and it is beyond.
Keith Sims, former Miami Dolphin Pro Bowl guard, joining us here on the show. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Keith, yesterday, obviously, first and second round of the NFL draft, and I'm curious, did you watch the draft? If so, what did you think? What did you think about the Dolphins taking Vontae Davis there at number 25?
Well, unfortunately, my sister decided to have her wedding ceremony at 3 o'clock and a reception afterwards. So I had my iPhone, and I'm checking the internet to see, okay, did the Dolphins pick yet, who they pick? So I think the pick was definitely a solid pick. It's something that they've talked about many times prior to the draft, and it really filled a need. I was really curious, and I can't wait to get back and really check out what's going on with the Pat White selection. Is that purely something to help enhance their offensive wildcat package, or are they really putting him in the mix at the quarterback slot? And then what does that mean for the John Becks of the world? So it was really an intriguing first day of the draft for the Dolphins. I'm anxious to see what happens today.
Keith, when you do get a chance to watch the draft, do you focus more on the offensive linemen that go and their intangibles, height, weight, and that kind of stuff, or are you just a fan of it in general?
I've just always been a fan of it in general. I remember watching the draft when John Offutt was drafted and I was still in college. That's when I first started watching. And obviously, being a college player, you get more intrigued in it when you're possibly going to be in the draft. But, you know, I do the Dolphin postgame show. Did it last year, myself and Keith Byers, and we really enjoyed it. So I really try to stay up with what's going on with the Dolphins. And obviously, people and I like to talk about it all the time wherever I go. So it's nice to be up on it and really figure out what their needs are and see what they do. It's to me, it's very intriguing to see the blueprint that Bill Parcells and Jeff Ireland and Jeff Sperano are doing right now and how they're building this team. Not a quick fix, being trying to build this team for the long haul and build it for ultimately Super Bowl success.
He is former Miami Dolphin Pro Bowl guard Keith Sims. His Keith Sims Celebrity Golf Tournament coming up next weekend, Friday night, May 1st, the pairings party at the Gatsby's in Boca. Saturday morning, May 2nd, 9:30 a.m. shotgun start at Heron Bay Golf Club in Coral Springs. It's the former home of the Honda Classic, all proceeds benefiting the Alzheimer's Family Center of Broward County. 25 former NFL players going to be on hand, including Mark Duper, Keith Byers, Terry Kirby, and O.J. McDuffie. They've got a Harley Davidson as a hole-in-one prize, and if you want to be involved, there's still a couple of foursomes left. Keith, what's the phone number? What's the website?
And I know you were going to ask the phone number, and I don't have it in front of me, but if you look up the Alzheimer's Family Center in Margate, it's easy to just give Joyce Carney a call, and we'll get you hooked up.
All right, Keith, thank you so much for your time, buddy. Good luck next weekend with your event. Hope you raise a lot of money for charity.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Keith.
There he is, Keith Sims, former Miami Dolphin Pro Bowl guard, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And tell you what, he didn't have a chance to watch it, but he knew everything about what the Dolphins did yesterday. Vontae Davis, quarterback out of Illinois, in the 25th pick of the first round. By the way, third straight year the Dolphins have taken a Big Ten player in the first round. And then, of course, they go with the Pat White selection in round two. And he said it, as soon as they took Pat White, the first word in my mind was Wildcat.
Well, the funny thing for me, Russ, is that he's at a wedding, and this is where technology is really going to hurt men. You know he was, like, with his iPhone or whatever he had. He's sitting there, you know, as the wedding or the reception's going on, he's trying to check this thing out but pretend like he's interested in what's ever going on with the wedding or the reception and probably getting grief from his wife. So I find that part of it interesting that, you know, he kind of admitted that, you know, He was trying to be involved with the sister's wedding, but at the same time.
He was
time,
on the BlackBerry. He was tooling around, trying to
He's trying to find out the information. And he had as much information almost as we do.
Absolutely.
You know, we're sitting there watching the thing. But Pat White, I find that very, very intriguing. Like you're saying, you know, where does that leave sort of Ronnie Brown in this mix? You know, they've been talking about maybe trading him. I don't think it's going to happen now. It didn't happen yesterday. And if it was, that's probably when it would have happened. But at the same time, Pat White really he didn't work out, as far as I know, in any kind of a receiver or running back position. He was strictly worked out as a quarterback. So I don't know if there's even a possibility that they're thinking maybe that's the position that they're going to groom him for.
Well, I'll tell you what, Keith made a great point. Not only where does that leave Ronnie Brown as far as the Wildcat situation, but perhaps more importantly, where does that leave John Beck? Here's a guy that's kind of been forgotten with the new regime coming in because they drafted Chad Henne last year. They got Chad Pennington, of course, and now they've got Pat White. Four quarterbacks now on the roster. That's one too many, at least.
And even Chad Henne, Russ, that's, you know, you figure Pennington's probably going to play another couple years anyway. So Chad Henne and Pat White are not that big of a difference in age. So, you know, I don't know where that's going. It's just it's a very interesting pick
for
me. Well,
I would speculate that John Beck probably is not going to be on the Miami Dolphins this coming 2009 NFL season. Anyway, for more information on the Keith Sims Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting the Alzheimer's Family Center of Broward County, you heard Keith. Go online, Google the Alzheimer's Family Center of Broward County. It's located in Margate, and hopefully you'll find the website. Log on to the website. There'll be more information. It's next Saturday, May 2nd, 9:30 a.m. shotgun start at Heron Bay Golf Club in Coral Springs, former home of the Honda Classic. And 25 former NFL players are going to be taking part. It's a celebrity golf tournament, so you'll be paired with one of those guys, including Mark Duper, Keith Byers, Terry Kirby, and O.J. McDuffie. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you.